Let's bring in now NPR White House reporter Ayesha Roscoe. And Ayesha, earlier today, Speaker Nancy Pelosi said that these delays from Republicans in coming up with a relief bill has caused deaths, and that the political fallout for President Trump could be great. What have you been hearing if no deal happens soon in extending unemployment benefits?
Right now, the White House is saying that negotiations will be ongoing. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows was at a news briefing, and he said that there were four proposals that the White House put forward on extending unemployment benefits and eviction protection. And he said that the Democrats rejected those and that they didn't offer a counteroffer. I'm sure Democrats will have something to say about that. But that's what the White House is saying right now. The issue is for the president is that you're going to have people who are going to really be suffering when these unemployment benefits run out. And right now, there is no solution for that. And so you're going to have people hurting as we go into the fall. You know, there's a lot of uncertainty.
Yeah, a lot of uncertainty. I want to ask you about some other political news. So after pushback from Republicans, President Trump backtracked slightly from his tweet yesterday, suggesting a delay in the November election because he claims there will be mail fraud involving ballots. Let's listen.
I don't want to delay. I want to have the election. But I also don't want to have to wait for 3 months and then find out that the ballots are all missing and the election doesn't mean anything.
What is the president trying to do here, and will he likely succeed in this?
I think there's a lot going on. First, we have to say that the president cannot delay the election. It is not in his power to do so. It is up to Congress, and members of Congress, Republicans and Democrats, all said absolutely not. So it is not in his power to do that. But it also seemed like the president was, you know, trying to focus the attention of the media and the public yesterday on something that he wanted to talk about. You had really bad GDP numbers come out yesterday with a historic decline in the U.S. GDP this year. And so it seemed like instead of talking about that, he's tweeting this kind of drops this big, you know, oh, look at this. I'm going to try to maybe we should delay the election. And then by the end of the day, he said.
And it looks like we might have lost Ayesha Roscoe. We will try to get her back shortly. Oh, you're back.
I'm back.
I lost you for a second. With the few moments that I have with you, I want to ask you, though, Trump's top coronavirus advisors told Congress this morning that, of course, it's unclear how long this pandemic will last. Is the White House coming up with new plans beyond the president's belated effort to promote social distancing and mask wearing?
It doesn't seem like it. President Trump was asked yesterday about whether he was going to be unveiling a new strategy. And he said, you're looking at it. They do have this strategy where it comes to that they call their Ember strategy, where they're going to try to send out public health officials to places where there may be issues with cases rising to try to get the message out, as you said, about wearing masks and social distancing. But right now, it doesn't seem like there is any concerted effort for a real national plan for handling the coronavirus.
That's NPR's Ayesha Roscoe, White House reporter. As always, thank you so much.
Thank you.